Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you chewing enjoyment, presents for your listening enjoyment, Romance.
Romance, bringing you the finest stories of the world's greatest romantic authors. Stories of the courage, the devotion, the adventures of love. All strung on the bright thread of romance. Tonight, the makers of Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum bring you F. Scott Fitzgerald's charming romance, The Offshore Pirate.
To make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Here's a taste treat you can enjoy indoors, outdoors, at work, or at play. The cool, long-lasting mint flavor refreshes you. The smooth, steady chewing helps keep you fresh and alert, adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious.
Now, here is the first act of The Offshore Pirate.
Larry, shut up a minute and listen to me. And get this straight. We'll be anchored off Palm Beach in 4 more days, and you'd better be there.
Dita, darling, how can I leave Boston now?
Why not? Afraid you'll miss Beth's coming out party, or is it that some girl richer than I might be there?
Dita, don't say things like that. You know I love you. And I'd leave here tonight if I possibly could. But, darling, you're just asking the impossible.
With the money I've got, nothing's impossible, you hammerhead.
Dita, how can you talk like that? Have you no respect for me?
I
can't hear you, Dita.
I've got to hang up now, my sweet, and get back to the boat before my uncle misses me. I'll wire you enough money to fly down right away.
Well, all right then, darling. I'll meet you in Palm Beach.
You do that. Goodbye. Poor Larry. He has all the requirements, except brains and manhood. Anyway, it'll amuse me. And it'll make Uncle, oh, so mad.
Yo-hoo, blow the man down. Hi there, Jason. Up bright and early, I see.
That's my assumption, sir. So I must confess a total unfamiliarity with this nautical system of timekeeping.
With the bells? Oh, it's quite simple, Jason. 4 bells always mean that it's, except, of course, there's, look at that shoreline. Just breathe that salt air.
You forgive me, Mr. Farnham, but I do feel a certain queasiness this morning at the thought of deep breathing.
Mm. Haven't got your sea legs yet. Come along. We'll take a few turns around the quarterdeck.
Very good, sir. I'm almost convinced, sir, that a butler should never leave his pantry.
Yeah, but you're not a butler while you're on board the yacht, Jason. You're a steward.
Quite so, but there's a remarkable similarity of duty.
Yes, I suppose. It's a real vacation for me, though. Yeah. And to think I might not have done this for years if it hadn't been for, Jason, is she up yet?
Since 8 o'clock, Mr. Farnham. Yes. She's on the portion of the boat which I believe is called the afterdeck, reading a book.
Ardita never reads a book.
It's called Revolt of the Angels, sir.
Must have been the word revolt that attracted her. She certainly has nothing in common with the angels.
One might mention her appearance.
That's a good point. She is ravishingly beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why that Larry, whatever his name is, wants to marry her. Oh, Jason, there's going to be trouble when I tell her I've found out he's meeting her in Palm Beach.
I dare say there will be, sir.
Take my advice, Jason. Never make the mistake of becoming the legal guardian of a lovely young niece with a great deal of money.
I shall endeavor to avoid that pitfall, Mr. Farnham.
Well, no point in putting it off, I suppose.
I've prepared for the eventuality, Mr. Farnham, if I'm not being too presumptuous.
Oh, Johnny Walker, eh? Good. Just a spot, Jason. Straight.
Yes, sir.
Hmm. Revolt of the angels, eh? Sounds almost subversive. Oh, thanks, Jason, thanks. Score. Now. Well, I'm off to see the Sleeping Beauty.
Good luck, sir.
Good morning, Ardita.
Hi.
Wonderful morning. Don't you think so, my dear?
How come we're still anchored?
Anchored?
Why aren't we headed for Palm Beach?
Ardita, my dear, you'll never guess who I ran into ashore last night. An old friend named Colonel Moreland, who happened to be vacationing
here.
Now,
why aren't we going to Palm Beach?
Why? Oh, I thought we'd run on down to Cuba. Say, my dear, the Colonel's son, Toby, is dying to meet you, and I thought
he might... Now, let him die, and I don't care what you thought.
Ardita.
I want to go to Palm Beach.
Oh, no, I'm afraid that's out of the question. Definitely.
Oh, what a low-down trick.
Now, Ardita, I know what is best for you. That Larry is a...
He is not. That's only what the newspapers say. And furthermore, he's in love with me.
My dear, he's in love with every woman who has money in her own name.
So, you think money is my only attraction?
Oh, certainly not. You have, others, of course.
I want to go to Palm Beach.
Now, Ardita, let's be reasonable. The whole purpose of this boat trip was to get you out of Boston and away from that man.
I want to go to Palm Beach.
And now he's followed you south.
He didn't follow me. I sent him the money and he flew down to Palm Beach last night.
Now, Colonel Moreland has arranged a little dinner for this evening. And Toby is looking forward.
Look, I'm 19 years old and I'm quite capable of running my own life. You won't sail this boat up to Palm Beach, then I won't stir a foot off of it during the whole voyage. If you sail it around the world five times.
Now, please.
Oh, don't you please me. Just... Go away and leave me alone or say help me out.
I need to put that book down. Now,
then go away. Go on.
Well, don't throw it. I'm going.
You brought it on yourself.
Help.
Man overboard.
Shall I serve your tea here on deck, Miss Farnham? It's 5 o'clock.
Jason, if this boat sank, I'll bet you'd go floating around in a life preserver at 5 o'clock, serving tea to all the survivors.
What a whimsical exaggeration.
How'd it get to be 5 o'clock? Oh, I must have dozed off. But where is everybody?
They're all on shore, Miss Farnham. Your uncle asked me to tell you he's planning to dine there.
Oh, never mind. I know all about it. Hey, look.
It seems to be a small boat being rowed by a white man and four natives.
Oh, yes, but listen.
Local residents, I presume, enjoying their simple pleasure.
Ahoy, the yacht!
Ahoy, yourself!
Miss Farnham, don't you think...
Oh, stop being an old poop.
Perhaps it's better that I simply withdraw.
Mind if we come aboard?
Well, of course I mind. This is a private boat. Go away and... Hey, look, what's the big idea?
I'm your jewel tea man, honey. Need any kitchen supplies?
Oh, now look here.
Come on up, boys. Tie the boat to the ladder and get those sacks on board.
Hey, boys, let's join.
You alone?
Certainly not. The butler just went downstairs.
Butler just went downstairs. Get that, babe?
Yes, boss. He sure don't know nothing about boats.
Anybody else below deck?
No. Now look here.
You the owner?
I'm the owner's niece. And whatever this gag is.
Gag? That's a good idea. Better find that butler, babe. Tie him up and gag him.
Okay, boss. Tie him up there.
Think the five of us can handle her, babe?
What?
Oh, sure. She's a diesel job. Nothing to it, boss.
Then let's get moving.
Oh, now, look here, mister, whatever your name is.
Go on, boys. Get that butler.
Okay. How about an explanation for all this?
Well, it just happens that we're fugitives from justice. And it also happens that your yacht was the closest to shore. There's nothing personal, of course.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Just stay out of the way and you won't get hurt.
What are you going to do?
Escape, we hope.
Oh, lucky he's pulling up the anchor.
Naturally.
Oh, but this is crazy. Why, the Coast Guard will pick you up before you get out of the bay.
Want a bet?
But you steal a boat. It's piracy.
That's right.
It's a... Oh, you're kidding. The whole thing's a joke. What's that?
They've started the motors.
Full speed ahead.
Oh, but I...
Still think it's a joke? Why don't you laugh?
Jason, Miss Farnham, may I speak with you?
Oh, just a second, Jason. Oh, you're free. Well, what's happened? Is the Coast Guard aboard?
Nothing so fortunate, miss. I have been freed, as you so aptly put it, merely to prepare a late supper. Mr. Carlyle suggests that you join him.
Who?
Carlyle. Curtis Carlyle. He's taught me it was.
Join him to eat my food on my boat.
Well, it seems a bit questionable at the moment whose boat we are on. He and his men have scants, you know.
All right, Jason. I'll join him.
Remember, Miss Farnham, we are completely in his power.
Over here, Ardita.
Ardita. You've got a nerve.
Of course I have. Won't you sit down?
I trust you found everything without any trouble?
Oh, yes. Jason was very helpful.
Oh, you traitor.
Discretion, Miss Farnham, is the better part of valor.
You're so right, Jason. You may as well serve us now.
Yes, sir.
I'm not hungry.
I am, though. You can watch me eat.
Oh, you're impossible.
Good, aren't you?
Where are we?
Haven't the faintest idea. Babe's the navigator. He grew up in these waters.
You don't have a chance, you know.
We've done pretty well so far.
Look, whatever the game is, let's call it off. I have a good deal of money, as you may have guessed, and I'll pay you any amount within reason.
Sorry, but I've already got an amount that's beyond all reason. The problem now is to get away with it.
But if you'll take me back, you'll have more.
That's out. We can't go back, now or ever.
Why not? What did you do?
Committed a crime. I thought I told you.
But if I gave you a lot of money, you could go back and... unless you've killed someone.
Quite true. As you say. Unless I... kill someone.
Oh. What? What's that?
Wake up, Miss Funch.
Oh, what for?
Seven bells at 7:30 a.m.
How do you know?
Mr. Babe was kind enough to instruct me in some of the intricacies of seamanship.
Oh.
When in Rome, Miss Farnham.
Hey, the engines are stopped.
That's why I woke you. It seems we reached a destination of some sort. Mr. Carlyle and his associates are engaged in a process called warping in, I believe.
Jason, I'm going on deck. Hand me my robe, please.
Here you are, miss.
Thank you. Come on.
After you, Miss Farnham.
Did you ever hear of anything so utterly fantastic in your whole life?
No, miss. I can safely say that in all my years in your uncle's house in Grosvenor Square, nothing remotely resembling this ever happened. Here we are.
I'm holding her steady as she goes, babe. Stand by on the motors.
Yes, sir, boss. Keep throwing that lead, Johnny.
Why, look, it's an island, and we're drifting right into the cliff.
No, we're not. There's a hidden inlet. Babe knows all about it.
Oh, indeed. You seem to have made very definite plans.
We did. Oh, babe, we're losing way. Start the motors. Half speed ahead.
Okay, boss.
Come up here and take the wheel. You know the passage.
Yes, sir.
Well, there's an opening. It's like a narrow canyon.
Wait till we get inside. There's an anchorage you couldn't even find from an airplane.
Where are we? Well, what's the name of this place?
No name. Not on the chart. Well, we're going in.
Oh. Ghostly. The walls are so high, it's almost dark. If it's too narrow, we'll bump the side.
Babe knows what he's doing.
Sure do, miss. Good thing, though, we didn't swipe no bigger boat. Go to sea, Johnny.
What do you plan to do when you get inside?
Stay there for about a week. Friend of Babe's with a fishing boat is rendezvousing with us.
I mean, what about me?
Well, I haven't decided yet.
Who did you kill?
We didn't wait to find out.
What's in those sacks you brought on board? Salute?
Say, you ask too many questions. Let's just say it's Florida mud.
Let's go with the stern anchor. Drop more. Drop more anchor. Let's...
Oh, it's beautiful.
And well hidden. Nobody could find it in 100 years. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Well, I'd better help the boys pull her in under the overhang of the cliff.
Steward, serve coffee to all hands.
Aye, Captain.
try our captain, Jason.
Well, I must confess, Miss Farnham, I'm getting a bit of a thrill out of this.
Oh, but don't you understand that we...
But what can we do?
You know, I've never met a man before that I couldn't wind around my finger. But...
Not this one, miss, if you'll pardon my saying so.
Yes, I know. You know something else, Jason? I'm scared.
To make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. A lively, full-bodied, real mint flavor cools your mouth, moistens your throat, freshens your taste. And the chewing itself gives you a little lift, helps you keep going at your best. So for real chewing enjoyment that's refreshing and long-lasting, always keep Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. Healthful, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will make every day more enjoyable.
And now for the second act of The Offshore Pirate as we return to romance.
Watch your step, Ardita. This ledge is narrow.
It ends right ahead of us. What do we do then?
It doesn't end. It swings around the edge of the cliff and drops down to a small beach. Wait till you see it.
Look down below us there. I never saw water so clear.
I've named it Crystal Pool. Very original.
Oh, a white sand beach.
Like it?
Oh, it's beautiful. Come on. Oh, you know, you'd never suspect it. I name it Lost Cove.
Accept it. Cigarette?
Oh, no, thanks. Why did you do it?
Do what?
Whatever crime it is that you're running away from. What was it? A holdup?
Look, if you throw a rock across the water just right, it skips. See?
You're strange. I've never known a man like you before.
No, I don't imagine.
They've all been from Yale or Harvard and wore medium blue suits and dark blue ties and talked to people about bonds and things.
Sounds dull.
They've always told me how beautiful I was.
You are. Watch. Ah, that one slipped.
I met an older man. He's waiting for me in Palm Beach now.
Oh?
Only it doesn't mean anything. I just wanted to shock the family.
Well, this ought to shock him.
I suppose. What are you planning to do if you get away?
Enjoy myself the rest of my life. But you don't mean if. You mean when.
All right. When?
Let's go swimming.
Okay. Only you'll have to go back to the boat and bring me my suit.
I'll have to go back?
Yes.
Honey, aren't you a little mixed up?
Miss Farnham, I took the liberty of bringing your suit myself.
Well, Jason, where did you come from?
The faithful watchdog, huh?
Not at all, sir. Merely pursuing my duties as steward. And Miss Farnham, there's an excellent dressing room a few yards away. I took the liberty of hanging up some towels.
Oh, thank you, Jason. I'll see that you get a raise in salary when we get out of this.
You don't mean when, Miss Farnham. You mean if. Is this way, please?
It's like the boys weren't up there on the cliff at all. Like they were 1,000 miles away.
All right. We'll pretend they are.
You can almost believe that this circle of firelight is the whole world. And there's nobody in it but us.
Oh, I imagine Jason is around somewhere.
Oh, I guess. But you know what I mean.
Sure, I know what you mean. It's like a private world. That's what I'm going to have, too. A private world all my own.
Oh? Where?
Somewhere in the Orient. I know places there where a man with $1 million can buy a throne, become a full-fledged sultan.
With 100 wives?
200.
Oh. And what happens to me? You've had 4 days to think about it. What have you decided?
Well, I think we'll leave you and Jason here on the island and tip off the authorities as soon as we get in the clear. You'll have your boat, food and water. You'll be all right.
Kurt, take me with you.
What?
I said, take me with you when you go.
You're out of your mind.
Oh, maybe, but you are too, so we ought to get along.
Wealthy Boston, debutante, and the fugitive from justice. Sure, we'd make a great team.
But you're different. You're not like most criminals.
You've never known any criminals before.
I've never known anybody like you. I don't care what you've done or anything.
Say, what's up with the boys?
What do you mean?
Well, something's wrong. Babe's coming down the cliff. Babe, what is it?
Walt, there's a boat coming.
A boat?
Yes, it ain't. And one we're waiting for either. It's too big.
Well, somebody's found us. Here, Babe, take that bucket and douse the fire.
All right.
Yeah, come on, Ardita. Let's get up to the top of the cliff.
Can you see anything, Kurt?
Just barely. They're riding without lights. Apparently intend to lie too until daylight.
But do you think they found the inlet?
Probably. They're right in front of it anyway. And Babe was right. It's a big one. Looks like a Coast Guard cutter.
Let's make a run for it tonight now.
Not a chance, Ardita. They'll have a lookout posted, and they're not over 50 yards offshore.
But we could fight. There are five of you, and I can handle a gun. Jason will, too, if I tell him.
You've got nerve, honey. I'll say that for you.
Oh, it's just that... Well, Kurt, you know what'll happen. I don't want them to catch you.
I don't think there's much we can do about it.
But you can't just wait for them to come and take you.
I knew what I was doing, and I'd do the same thing again. I took a chance and lost, that's all.
It's not all, Kurt. I lost, too.
You'll forget about me in less than a month.
Oh, no. Not in a month or not ever. Kurt, if this hadn't happened, would you have taken me with you?
Yes, I think I would have. It wouldn't have worked, though. It was just a crazy idea.
But fun, I'll bet.
Sure. For a while.
All right. For a while, then. And that's just what we've got left. Tomorrow's tomorrow, Kurt. But we've still got tonight. Oh, did he have to strike the time even today?
Oh, Johnny's very meticulous about his seamanship. Well, it's 8 o'clock and a bright and shining morning.
I wish morning had never come.
But it always does, honey. Babe's coming from the cliff. Something must be up.
Pardon me. Would anyone care for some breakfast?
Oh, Jason, at a time like this...
I'd like some coffee, Jason.
Yes, sir, right away.
What is it, Babe?
They're coming through the inlet, boss. 10 men in a rowboat.
Coast Guard?
I don't know, but they all got guns.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess this is it. I hope Jason hurries with that coffee.
Well, Kurt, can't anything be done?
Afraid not, honey.
But suppose I say I told you could take the yacht.
It wouldn't change what happened before that.
Guess they're coming round the bend, boss.
Well, they'll put handcuffs on you and they'll... I'm going below. I'm not going to cry.
She's sure some girl, boss.
Yeah, babe, she sure is.
Ahoy, the yacht!
Ahoy yourself!
Now, stand by, boys. I'm coming aboard.
Come ahead. How are you, Mr. Farnham?
Fine, Toby, my boy. And it's certainly good to see you.
Where's that?
Well, stayed on board. Be along later. He absolutely refused to get up this time of morning just to see a young girl throw a conniption fit.
And don't think she won't, Mr. Farnham. Furthermore, you misled me.
Huh?
Why, she's wonderful.
Oh, not you, too. Why, the idea was to tame her, not to fall for her.
Well, I guess it sort of backfired.
Yes, your coffee, sir. Good morning, Mr. Farnham.
Well, Jason, you're looking fine.
Never felt better, Mr. Farnham. Would you care for some coffee?
Well, don't mind if I do, Jason. Toby. How did Captain Babe and his crew work out?
Fine. I've got a date to go after sailfish with him when we get back.
And you'll get one, too, when you fish on Captain Babe's boat.
I'll bet we do.
Well, I'm glad to know that everything has worked out so smooth.
Yes, my dear.
I see you're not wearing any handcuffs, Mr. Carlisle.
Well,
his real name is Toby Moreland, Ardita. He's the young chap I wanted
Shut up.
What?
There wasn't any holdup, right?
Well, no, there wasn't. You see, the whole thing started
out... It was all a fake, a bunch of lies from start to finish.
All except last night. Honey, I
let
everything...
Oh, don't you call me honey, you phony.
Ardita, please.
I hate you. Do you hear me? I hate you.
Oh, honey, wait. Listen to me, please.
Sir?
What is it, Jason?
May I suggest a cooling off period might be in order?
Oh, a good point.
And that a propitious moment might be found shortly after dark tonight. On the after deck, perhaps, and the star...
Jason, I'm way ahead of you. Ardita. Ardita?
No, go away.
Oh, there you are. I'd like to talk to you.
I said go away.
You won't even listen to my side of it?
No.
Well, and suppose I tell it to this deck chair. Now, Miss Deck Chair, it all started once upon a time, last week, in fact, when Mr. Farnham came to dinner at our house and said he had a nice, well, he had a nice niece who was willful and spoiled and ill-mannered and who needed to be taught a lesson. However, he forgot to warn me that she was beautiful and adorable and that I'd fall in love with her.
You're lying.
Well, a talking deck chair.
Oh, you idiot. Are you?
Are I what?
In love with me?
Completely.
Oh, well, isn't it a little ridiculous to tell it to a deck chair?
Ardita. Oh, darling.
Oh, Kurt.
It's Toby.
That's right. Oh, you rat.
Is it all right to be just Toby and instead of a glamorous criminal?
I don't know. Does that mean you won't capture me anymore?
Suppose I answer this way.
Oh, Toby.
Well, what do you think?
Oh, I think you will. Lots of times.
Remember, friends, to make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. There's lots of cooling, real mint flavor in every stick. And chewing Wrigley Spearmint helps keep you feeling fresh and alert. You feel better, work better, get more fun out of doing things. So indoors, outdoors, wherever you go, keep some healthful, refreshing Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum handy. To make every day more enjoyable, treat yourself often to delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum.
Romance was produced and directed by Norman MacDonald and has brought you the greatest love stories of today and yesterday. Tonight you have heard F. Scott Fitzgerald, The Offshore Pirate, adapted for radio by Les Crutchfield, and starring Sammy Hill and Donald Woods. Editorial supervision was by John Meston, and musical supervision by Alexander Courage.
Next week, at the same time, Wrigley Spearmint Gum, the chewing treat enjoyed by millions, will bring back one of your favorite comedy shows, the hilarious and heartwarming Life with Luigi, starring J. Carroll Nash. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.